Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, July 1st, 2016. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the popular referendum, the popular vote, commonly known as Brexit, recently held in the United Kingdom, in which the British people, by a vote of 51.9% to 48.1%, voted to leave the European Union. The vote was non-binding, of course, and Parliament has the final say, but this was still perhaps the most significant vote, the most significant referendum held in Europe in many, many years. As an anti-globalist and someone who values the independence of his own country, I took a special delight in the vote. The vote gave a sense of encouragement to independence-minded people around the world. Finally, we have a victory. Finally, something we can point to and tell the self-appointed elite intellectuals who run the world that there are more of us than there are of them. It was a historic restoration of the old world's ancient liberties, perhaps. It was a restoration of that great charter of liberty, the Magna Carta. It was, certainly, the loudest repudiation of the collectivist policies of the new socialist world, with its growing leviathan of rule by remote, unelected bureaucrats who continually work to subvert the democratic process, perhaps. I'm just so giddy. I'm exaggerating the effect, but I don't think so. I know that the elite are not finished with us, and as we speak, they work in dark cabal to undo the vote and put the masses back where they belong. Foreign Policy magazine, the publication of the Council on Foreign Relations, recently carried a column by member James Traub, who argued that the elite need to rise up, that's his words, rise up against the mindlessly angry, ignorant masses in order to prevent globalization from being derailed by the populist revolt that led to Brexit and the rise of Donald Trump. Mr. Traub went on to say that Brexit was a citizens' revolt and an utter repudiation of bankers and economists, and an example of how extremism has gone mainstream. He called for the establishment parties in Europe and the United States to combine their efforts to, quote, keep out the nationalists. Mr. Traub's tone in the article was one of utter contempt toward those, quote, ignorant masses who still love their countries, their values, their religions. He described the pro-Trump people as, quote, know-nothing voters. And he sneers down his patrician nose at the voters in Poland who express concern for their values and traditions. Further globalization, he said, will pit the poor, non-white, marginal people against working-class whites, or as he calls them, angry fist-shakers. Mr. Traub, a Harvard graduate from a super-billionaire family that owns the Bloomingdale's chain of luxury department stores, does not know and does not care how immigration, globalization, job offshoring, etc., impact ordinary people. He and his elite friends are completely disconnected from reality, but instead of humility, they just double down on contempt, driving many, many more into the arms of Mr. Trump and ensuring many more Brexit-like votes. I'm very glad he said what he said, because it draws the battle lines. It lets us know for sure what's at stake in this war. We're finally starting to wake up and recognize it. These elites seek everything we have, including our values, our traditions, our religion, freedom, way of life, privacy, even our children. While all this was going on, the leaders of Canada, Mexico, and the United States met in Ottawa, Canada, to, quote, deepen their economic ties in light of uncertainty in the European Union, end quote. All this talk from the elite rulers tells me that the democratic process is dead. We, that is the masses, are not qualified to vote or to decide our own futures anymore. Mr. Enrique Peña Nieto, president of Mexico, openly called for the nations of Mexico, United States, and Canada to merge into one country. Martin Schulz, president of the EU Parliament, was quoted as saying, quote, it is not the EU philosophy that the crowd can decide its fate, end quote. So we know now for certain that world government is here. Our fate, as Mr. Schulz puts it, is to be decided by our betters who are far above us, end quote, the crowd. Meanwhile, the leaders of Germany and France used Brexit to announce their plan of a European superstate in which all armies, trade, economy, sovereignty, all would be surrendered to Brussels, to the bureaucrats in Brussels, to form a single massive state. Plans include expansion to the United States, Asia, and possibly Africa. Here in America, Republican establishment leaders announce openly that they are not willing to accept the vote of the people who overwhelmingly prefer Mr. Trump. Some people don't seem to understand how sinister and how dangerous for self-government, for the concept of self-rule, their attitude really is. Democracy, defined simply as self-government, is dead. But while the people still have a voice, it might possibly be revived. That opportunity, if it is even here, will not last long. The good news is we can win. Brexit has shown us that we can win, just as the inspiring leadership of Winston Churchill inspired young men to climb in their Hurricanes, in their Spitfires, go into the skies and defeat Nazi Germany. Britain prevailed and saved civilization. Brexit can inspire us the same way to rise up and throw off the collectivist yoke here in the United States. We can use the inspiration of Brexit to lead a movement out of the United Nations, out of NATO, NAFTA, CAFTA, TPP, GATT, WTO, and the like. Every one of the alphabet international agencies run out of the UN with U.S. taxpayer money should be abandoned. This can now happen because we have seen the impossible turn into the possible in Britain. We were told that if Brexit happened, the world economy would collapse. There would be widespread chaos around the world. Panic would spread, perhaps even a world war. Well, Brexit did happen. And the only ones panicking appear to be the elites, the actual elites. Not the pretenders and mouthpieces like Mr. Traub are not panicking at all. The actual elites, no. No, they see Brexit for what it is, an opportunity for them to expand power and control and make a little money. The deal seems to work something like this. You somehow know in advance, with at least a reasonable degree of certainty, what the vote will be. In anticipation of the markets' inevitable fall, you short the most vulnerable stocks and funds. Then, when the vote is exactly as you knew it would be, you scream bloody murder through your owned and captive propaganda arm, i.e. the mainstream media, that the economy is collapsing just as you predicted it would. The word collapse is used over and over in your captive media. Surprise, the world markets fall back 8 to 10%, and your media starts screaming for government intervention to save the markets for the benefit of small investors and working people. In comes the United States government with billions in taxpayer money to buy equities. Up goes the market again. Meanwhile, the elite insiders have already liquidated their short positions and bought back into the market at rock bottom prices, which they then ride all the way back up. Is this capitalism? No. No, this is the very definition of socialism. That is, folks, private industry owned by government. They make billions while working stiffs lose trillions. The small investors, the small pension funds that holds the retirement of working people around the world are killed. The own government and its own propaganda ministry scream that we can't have these things, these uprisings in this new interrelated world. The global world is just too connected for such quaint concepts as sovereignty. Independence, though, is a growing sentiment worldwide. People are frustrated with business as usual. They're frustrated with politics as usual. People are tired of a socialistic economy disguised as capitalism, which runs for the benefit of the banks and super billionaires at the expense of everyone else. Their system of creating money benefits them and impoverishes everyone else. What should we do? Go back to the Declaration of Independence and read it. That's my advice. Declare independence from this entire enslaving globalist system. Get out of the UN, out of NATO. We're told by the own media that NATO is necessary to deter Russian aggression. But in reality, all it does is keep Cold War hostilities going for the benefit of the military-industrial complex. End the Federal Reserve, I say, and return control of our monetary system to Congress. Withdraw from all free trade agreements. Make our own deals. Trade with everyone. Friends with everyone. Everyone of goodwill, at least, if you think these things would be good or even worth a try. We have only 4 months left to save self-government. I will make it happen. No one else will. You can count on that, folks. No one else will. At least that's the way I see it. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle, folks. Thanks for listening.